This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The big story of the past 24 hours is that Republicans in the Senate have come up with a way to make health care $321 billion cheaper for the government to run over the next decade. This, according to the Congressional Budget Office, comes at the cost of leaving 22 million people without coverage. Meanwhile, far away from Capitol Hill, there are ongoing experiments in keeping health care costs down and making people healthier. Given that 86% of all health spending was for folks with chronic illnesses, there's been some success in monitoring people in their homes instead of down at the clinic or in the hospital. And there's a new crop of companies eager to get into this line. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports that for all the nice technology, it's still a challenge to get patients to embrace this.
A great way to avoid strokes? Control high blood pressure. That's tricky, though, says 71-year-old Cheryl Larson, who suffers from the condition, because it can be hard to know when it's elevated.
You know that blood pressure is the silent killer. Sometimes you can have extremely high or extremely low blood pressure and not have symptoms.
Last year, Larson, who lives in New Mexico, jumped at the chance to volunteer for a remote monitoring program being launched by Dartmouth-Hitchcock Health System in New Hampshire. The program, called Imagine Care, mailed her a blood pressure cuff and set her up so, through her phone, she could send readings to medical staff 24/7. The check-ins paid off after she hit a stretch when her blood pressure kept climbing.
If I hadn't had somebody to check the blood pressure reading and someone to alert me that it was dangerous, I could have gone on for days and days until I did have an episode of some sort. Then I would have been in the hospital.
In the old days, before smartphones and high-tech electronic medical equipment, insurers tried to get their members to monitor their chronic conditions by mailing people pamphlets or calling to check in. Thanks to the new wave of technology, it's easier than ever for doctors and nurses to stay in contact with their chronically ill patients. But even with this power, Dartmouth-Hitchcock CEO Jim Weinstein says the secret to success remains the same.
I think engagement is important, and that's why we've spent a lot of time on the design of this, using people in the hotel business.
Weinstein says his team borrowed lessons from the hospitality sector, so they simplified technology and trained staff to develop patient relationships. That helps explain why ImagineCare reduced hospital admissions 56% and saw patient satisfaction soar over their one-year pilot. Dr. Joseph Kavadar with Massachusetts General Hospital, a leading researcher in the field, says deeper patient connections will help approaches like ImagineCare due to what's called the sentinel effect.
The fact that they care that that nurse on the other end is watching their information and they don't want to disappoint that person encourages them to behave differently.
Dozens and dozens of companies recognize the potential in the new technological tools, but Kavadar says no one has yet to show remote monitoring improves health over more than a 12-month period. Until that happens, the quest to control chronic conditions and the spending that goes along with it will continue. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.